The law of increase is in place to bring you into the abundance of God. He's waiting on your faith to flourish as you strengthen your spirit by His Word. Now let's join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is with us today, and this subject we're going to take right now is, listen up, the law of increase.
Ooh.
I like it.
We are increasing.
I've increased and I've decreased, and increase is better.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. I have increased and I have decreased.
Increase is better. Amen.
That's a quote. You'll see that again and again from Gloria Copeland. A gloryism, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I have people that come up to me that talk about watching us on the broadcast. And they say especially, we love gloryisms.
Oh, I never heard that.
We love
that
to hear
before.
The gloryisms. So yes, we are increasing. We are not decreasing.
Mm-mm.
We're using, and let me quote this to you. This is Psalm 115, 14. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. And I remind you today that all of the outlines of these that we're teaching are on kcm.org. Go to the website. There's a picture of Glory and me, and you can click onto that.
You get a free picture.
And you can get a free picture. You can download the picture. No, we have our outlines, all of the outlines from all of the teachings that we've done on prosperity are out there for you, and you can download them. They're yours. We have almost a million that have been downloaded.
You are the professor of prosperity.
We're pushing on the professor
amazing,
of prosperity.
George?
Well, I got that from you. I've been listening all this time. All 41 years of my time here, Gloria, I've been listening to you and Kenneth and taking lots and lots of notes.
Praise God.
And here we are on the broadcast talking about the spirit of increase.
Amen.
And it began really last year in April. We were having a service, Sunday service, and I had all of the ushers bring the baskets to the front because I pray over those baskets every Sunday. And this particular Sunday, the Lord took over and started speaking to us about increase, supernatural increase. And He called it the day of increase. And at church, we've been increasing more and more ever since.
Praise God.
The supply has absolutely gone up.
You know what? Here's a statement. The Lord is just waiting on your faith. Because it's all been done.
Mm-hmm.
It's all been set up.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing's out.
Yep.
The curse is out. You get to choose. I choose the blessing.
The Lord is just waiting on your faith.
That's right. I just got to write that down.
That's a good one. I think the room is writing it down right now. We're going to have it for you.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is waiting
true.
On our
George,
faith.
But it's true, George. It says a lot, but it's
it
true.
Is.
I mean, there's a lot of people that hear the Word and they like it and they, you know, appreciate it.
Right.
But they don't act on it with faith. And nothing happens until you lose your faith.
Until you.
So the Lord.
Well, like Brother Hagin says, you have to activate.
Yeah.
Your faith to appropriate.
So He's just waiting on your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
He's waiting on your faith. Well, let's talk about today's broadcast, the law of increase. And the law of increase, I'll let you know that the law of increase message by Brother Copeland, this is something that he taught here at the ministry in 1984, 85. We had a prosperity seminar here, and this was part of the prosperity seminar. I was listening to the tape series, the original tape series that I had, in preparing for these messages, and I thought it was so good that we had to bring it back. So it is now in message form so that you can have this. And I want to talk about it today, the law of increase. And Mark 4, 24 and 25, you'll see it there in your notes.
Okay.
We'll begin with that. It says, He said unto them, take heed. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my Bible over there to that chapter, Mark 4. And so it says, and Jesus said to them, take heed what you hear, for what measure you meet, it shall be measured back to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For him that has, to him shall be given, and him that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. Or you could really say there, he that, in Mark 4, 24, He that has, I lost my place, take heed what you hear. He that hears the word and receives that word, to him it shall be given. He that does not hear the word and does not receive the word, from him that shall be taken that which he has.
What do you not understand about that?
That's very clear. What do you not understand about that?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. And I'm quoting here in this Brother Copeland. He said, these verses are absolutely crucial for those who desire a life of prosperity.
That's right.
It's crucial. Mm-hmm. It is so crucial what we, not only what we hear, but what we take in, mm-hmm. and how we take it in, that will really show the increase in our lives.
How we take it in and how we put it back out.
Yes, that's exactly right out.
Right out.
It's right
because
on.
Because you've got to say it to receive it. You've got to release your faith.
Yes.
To receive the blessing and all the good things.
Yep.
The
receive
healing.
It, and then
you take it. You have to take it. That's what receive means.
That's
which
what
you
receive
know that
is.
Really helped me. That changed my whole attitude or I guess action about mm-hmm. how to take things with faith.
Yeah.
When I looked it up, and I've shared it many times, but it makes it so plain. When I looked up that word receive in Mark 11,
mm-hmm.
you believe you receive when you pray and you'll have it. I've forgotten the end of the verse right now, but believe you receive when
mm-hmm.
you pray.
Mm-hmm.
And when I looked that word up, I found out it means to take.
Take it.
So somebody can pray about a situation, a mm-hmm. problem, a sickness, a lack of money, and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and ask and ask and ask and ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they don't come to a place
mm-hmm.
where they act
mm-hmm.
on the word and receive mm-hmm. it by faith, there's no destination.
You have to receive that word.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times when I've gone to a convention or a meeting, and before I go into the meeting, I will pray and I say, Lord, I am going to receive the word.
That's important.
I'm going to take the word, I'm going to believe it, I'm going to receive it. It's applicable to me. Whatever correction is there, I will receive that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever direction is there, whatever revelation comes out, I am a receiver of the word of God.
That's right.
And the degree, what he's saying here is the degree that you hear is the degree of increase you will experience.
That's right.
Or you won't experience.
So you could say, I'm a taker.
I'm a taker.
The Word of God.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah, I'm a taker of the Word of God. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
I take that.
That's what it means, exactly.
Brother Copeland said, these verses in number 3, point A, these verses capture a law that governs everything in the kingdom of God. It's important. He said, we will never experience increase unless we understand this law or the
That's
law
true,
of increase.
George. Otherwise, you're saying what you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're despairing.
That's right.
Instead of taking.
Yep. And he said, first, we have to understand the significance of the word hear. Hear. To hear the word. Now, in point B, he used this in Luke 6:46. Listen to this. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them.
Yes, hear and do.
I will show you to whom he is like. He's like a man which built a house and dug deep mm-hmm. and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not, is not a doer of the word, is not a receiver of the word, is not measuring the word of God the way he should. And I think we'll talk about this later, but it's a difference between measuring it with a shovel versus a teaspoon.
Yes, that's right. And I got a good word.
Okay.
You want to hear a good word?
Okay, tell me.
When somebody comes to you and says, I've prayed and prayed, and I'm not getting anything, ask them this, have you dug deep?
Oh, Gloria.
Did I get goosebumps on that?
That was a good one.
Have you dug deep?
Have you dug deep?
See, that's what the word, that's what you do right here.
That's it.
You dig deep.
You dig deep.
Put your foundation down there.
Gloria, I've never heard that before.
I never have said it before.
That's outstanding.
I never have thought about it before.
Folks, you've heard it here first today.
That's right. Have you dug deep?
Have you dug deep?
I'm all, in all seriousness, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah.
When things aren't moving right, like you think, and you're endeavoring to believe your healing for your healing or for money or for your children or anything else, and you don't seem to be getting anywhere, ask yourself this question. Have I dug deep? Have I gotten deep into the Word of God? Have I applied my faith in a deep way?
That's it right there, Gloria. Have we dug deep enough into the Word of God, being a hearer of that Word and a doer of that Word? People can listen. People can listen to a sermon. You take any crowd.
That's the truth.
Now, this is interesting, and we'll go back to this in a moment in Mark chapter 4, the sower sows the Word. But there was four different kinds of soil. Four different kinds of soil in that, which we'll talk about in a moment. And I heard Kenneth say this one time, in every congregation, there are four different kinds of hearers. There are four different kinds of listeners.
I don't remember that one.
And that the degree that you dig deep into listening to the Word and being a doer of the Word, the result of the increase, you'll receive a lot, a little, or nothing, or Satan will come and steal it. So we'll go back to this scripture now in Luke 6. He was the man, he built a house and he dug deep. Boy, that's good what you said, Gloria. He dug deep. You have to dig your foundation deep enough. Laid the foundation on a rock, the rock of the Word. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it.
No.
For it was founded upon a rock. But the man that hears and does not is not a doer of the Word. He's like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
What did he not do?
He didn't dig deep.
Without a foundation.
Without a foundation. He didn't build that foundation of the Word of God.
That's right. Isn't that good?
It's really good.
It says a lot in a little bit. You know, people say, well, I believe that. I'm a Word person.
Yeah.
But have you dug deep?
Have you dug deep?
Are you hanging on to what the Word says?
Yeah.
Are you staying with it?
I want to be a deeper digger.
Well, that's funny.
I want to dig deeper.
I suspect you're a pretty deep digger.
I'm a deep digger, but I can
improve. You can get deeper.
We can all get deeper. But listen to this. On number two here, two people heard the same Word. See, Kenneth was talking to us about the importance of the Word here. Two people heard the Word. One valued the Word and acted on it. They valued
so
that Word.
He heard it with these ears and he heard it with
his heart. Yeah.
It got down in there.
The other did not value the Word and he ignored it. Now do that again. It went right through.
One ear and out the other.
Out the other.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's perfect.
But we dig deep.
Amen. We hear the Word. We process the Word.
Yes. Meditate in my word day and night.
That's
and
it.
And what happens, it'll come to pass.
Yeah, that's what you and Kenneth are doing with Brother Hagin right now, sitting up in the bed between you at night.
We're still meditating.
You're still meditating on the Word through the night. You wake up and you hear Kenneth Hagin speaking to you. Well, you're taking that Word. You value the Word.
The value. That's important.
You value the Word.
If you don't value it, you won't stay with it when the tests come. Because everything doesn't.
If everything happened
immediately, it would be so wonderful. But sometimes people have taken years to get in the condition they're in, financially or spiritually or physically.
Yep.
And it just sometimes, not always, some things are instant.
Mm-hmm.
But however long it is, you have to stay with it.
You must.
You get the answer.
You got to stay with
it. You got to dig deep if you have to.
Exactly. And these two people, now this is interesting, these two people were in the same vicinity, probably neighbors, and it was the same storm that came. Mm-hmm. Now that storm came, and the one who heard the Word, meditated, processed, acted on it, he dug deep, built his foundation, that storm could not touch his house.
That's right. He dug deep.
And the other one, he did not dig deep. He did not value the Word. And that storm came in and wiped out his house.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures before. One picture I'm thinking about in particular, there was a storm that went through Florida, I believe it was, hurricane. And all of the houses were
devastated. I've seen that, George, several times.
Except for one.
And there's several instances where
yes.
that happened.
Yeah. Everything around them is wiped out except for one. And
he
to me,
deep, I guarantee
that's
you.
A picture, that is a picture of someone who will take that word, put it down deep into their heart.
Keep it there.
Keep it there, value it, and be a doer of it.
Let it change your thinking and action.
Exactly. And the same thing happens when there is an economic downturn. Mm-hmm. You got all these people around you.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them had the opportunity to hear the word, but they didn't value it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't value the laws
sure.
of prosperity. They didn't value many years ago when Brother Copeland was saying, don't borrow money,
mm-hmm.
and they were ignoring that word. There are a lot of people that heard Brother Copeland preach back in the 60s and the 70s about not borrowing money, and he was doing that prophetically, and there were some people who took it, and there were some people who didn't.
That's right. You know why they didn't take it?
Mm.
They didn't think they'd ever get anything.
Mm.
They didn't think they'd get any answers.
That's right.
So what does that mean? They didn't believe they received when they prayed.
Yeah. But the ones who paid attention and the ones who did it are the ones who prospered.
That's
those
right.
are the ones who increased.
That's right.
Those are the ones who determined that.
That's a law of the Spirit. You do it, it works. You don't do it, you don't have the, what? You don't have the result.
The results. And it takes time to value, mm-hmm. absorb.
Yes, it does.
Process.
You don't do it overnight.
Believe it, walk it out. Mm-hmm. But It
takes time, George, and you also can't quit.
You can't. No,
you
can't. You
have to keep valuing in the Word. You have to keep putting it in your eyes and your ears so that your heart, your spirit stays full there, ready.
Terry and I were feeding on the Word of God all the time that we were renovating our house. It took 5 years, and we did it with cash. But we're living in a debt-free house right
amen.
Now. It was worth it.
Was it worth it? Yes.
It was absolutely worth it. But we paid attention to that Word. Well, we paid attention. It was almost force-fed to me right here in this studio many years ago when we gave a house and then borrowed the money to get into another house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm pressing on to become debt-free, but we got in here. We were right over there on the set when Brother Copeland said to me, George, you got into debt, then you got out of debt. Why did you go back into debt?
What a father-in-law you have, George.
He was my Jethro teaching me the ways of life. But I'll tell you, after that broadcast that day that we did it, I went home, Terry and I sat down, and we accelerated our faith.
You paid attention.
We paid attention. We paid attention to it and got out of debt just as quickly as possible, and now we're living in that debt-free home.
Is it worth it?
It was worth it.
Hallelujah.
It was worth it. So Brother Copeland said, he said, both received exactly what they expected.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus basically said, be careful how you hear, because when I deal with you, I will be using your measuring stick.
Oh,
this is number four.
That's good.
I'll be using your measuring stick and not mine. How do you measure the word? How do you measure the word of increase that you're receiving right now? Are you receiving it? Are you believing it? Are you taking it?
Yeah.
Or are you just in your kitchen walking around kind of, this is background noise?
Yeah.
You have to really be serious about this.
That's what receiving
and about
means.
Receiving the Word of God. And Brother Copeland said, how you measure the Word mm-hmm. is how it will be measured back to you.
You know, some people get the idea, well, that's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
I go to church, I do this, I do that. And those people over there, it's working for them. It's not working for me.
Yeah.
It's working
yeah.
for you right now because you're saying
you're
it's
saying
not working
it.
For me.
You're saying it. He said, if we hear the word of increase and measure it with faith, we will increase. He said, if we hear the word of increase
right.
and measure it with skepticism and doubt, we will decrease. We'll decrease. And so
that is well said, and that explains it all right there.
We have, you go to page two, we've got how many minutes now? Two.
Quick, George.
Mark 4:20, the parable of the sower. And we see here there are four different grounds that the word was being sown upon.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 15, this is the wayside. Satan comes immediately. He takes away the word that's sown. Then there's stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately they receive it with gladness, but they don't have root in themselves. And when affliction and persecution, immediately they're offended. So offense comes. Then they're in verse 18, sown among thorns. They hear the word, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But then in verse 20, and this is the scripture that we're standing on here, these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit or increase, some 30-fold, 60-fold, and some 100-fold. And in this teaching, Brother Copeland said, why is it that some receive one kind of return and some another? He said, does God just arbitrarily give greater blessings to one person than He gives to another? Absolutely not. He measures the blessing back to us according to the way we measure the word.
That's good.
And if we measure it with faith and believe it and receive it and take it, we will experience the 100-fold results, the increase. And that's the law of increase. How you measure it, how you receive it. And he said, our increase depends on how much thought, study, and attention we give God's word in this area.
Exactly right.
He said, we must give God's word first place in our heart. We must receive it by faith instead of doubt. And we must be willing to defend it when the devil tries to come and steal it.
That is exactly the way
you measure this word of increase that you're hearing right now, and you can just say, I'm taking it all. I'm taking it all, and I'm not going to get offended. I'm not going to let Satan steal the word from me.
Stay in love.
I am going to be, as it says in verse 20, and I'll finish it up with this, in Mark 24, actually, the Amplified, he said, be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth that you hear will be the measure or the increase of knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. Increase comes by the way we measure the Word of God.
That's the law of increase. That's a good way to say it, too. We have to stay with it and not doubt and not give up.
That's right.
And not say anything differently than what we want to come to pass.
That's where
people miss it. They pray and they might even believe they receive, but then it doesn't happen in the next 24 hours and they let it go and it never comes to pass. Don't let it go. Don't let the word go. In Jesus' name, we're out of time.
Amen.
We'll be back in just a moment.
You are marked for increase. When God said light be, it was, and it has never stopped. It's ever increasing. The blessing is our ability to increase in every situation, spirit, soul, and body. God has already given you access to it. So what is the secret to unlocking growth in your life? The Word of God is your key. It is spirit food and the seed for a harvest of increase. Water that seed by aligning your speech with the Word. The Spirit of Increase package gives you the steps to tap into increase in your life, physically, emotionally, and financially. Included is the Spirit of Increase broadcast messages and study notes by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons, and the Law of Increase, a CD set by Kenneth Copeland. The blessing of increase has already been released. The Lord is waiting on you to put your trust in His Word. Together with us, release your faith for a new level of wealth transfer into the kingdom of God. Order your free Spirit of Increase package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God's plan for every believer is increase. When you increase and prosper, God's goodness is seen. Request your free package today by visiting our website at kcm.org/tvspecial or when you call 800-600-7395. Become increase-minded and impact the world God has called you to reach. Free offer good for 60 days.
The way you begin a life of increase is by making Jesus the Lord
of your life.
Boy, that never would have happened to us. Never would have happened to you and Kenneth had you not made Jesus Lord in November of 1962.
That's the only way you get out from under the curse.
That's it. That's it right there. And so we have some people that are watching us right now that have never invited Jesus into their hearts. In this scripture in Romans 10:9, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. You will be born again. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I want you to repeat this after me. Gloria, repeat it along with you. Say,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
I receive Jesus as my Lord.
Jesus, come into my life.
Jesus, come into my life.
Do something with my life.
Do something with my life.
And I will commit to serve you.
And I will commit to serve you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I confess with my heart.
I confess with my heart.
And my mouth.
And my mouth.
That Jesus is my Lord.
That Jesus is my Lord.
I am saved.
I am saved.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Gloria.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You remember the day you were born again, don't you? You remember that very moment in time when God just transformed and changed your life?
I
remember the same thing. I was standing at the top of my parents' stairs in their home. I was 19 years old. And I stood there and I just said, I'd heard people had been witnessing to me. And I made that final decision. I said, Jesus, come into my heart.
So you can say, you don't have to say exactly the same words, but you say, you're giving yourself over. I said to the Lord, take my life and do something
with it. Do something with it.
So I gave myself to Him, but I didn't know all the ramifications, and I didn't I certainly didn't know I'd be a preacher.
And neither did Kenneth Copeland at that moment that he did that same thing. Look what God has done, and He wants to do the same thing for you.
Oh, He's got a good plan. He's got a good plan for you.
Yeah, it's an excellent plan. And you can find out about that plan with this book, He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria. They want to bless you with this absolutely free. And there's some other material, how to study your Bible, that you can follow. And then, of course, we have our website, kcm.org, with so many materials that are available to you. Go on there, and I believe you'll find a perfect church that you'll be able to be pastored and taught in the Word of God, and you keep following us here on the Believer's Voice of Victory, your life is about to change drastically.
I got something, George, I believe from the Lord while you
Tell
were
me.
Saying that.
Yes.
Some of the people you're talking to will be pastoring a perfect church.
Amen. Amen. You heard that.
Glory to God.
You heard it.
I got goosebumps.
Some of the people that we've talked to right now, you will be pastoring one day.
A great church. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Tomorrow, day 9, increase through wealth transfer. I like the sound of that. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus did it all for you. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation and learn more about your new life in Christ. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.